This is Weekend Breakfast.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago where we spoke to Joe from Australia's Most Haunted?
Yes, I remember that. You know I love and am terrified of ghosts. And yes, I remember.
You're a sucker for a ghost story. You get very wrapped up in them. You get
scared. I'm scared of ghosts. They're real.
During all the ghost chats. Me, on the other hand, I'm a bit more of a skeptic. I don't really believe in that kind of thing. I've never seen anything, so I mean, what other choice do I have? I'm not doing it just to stick my foot in the ground. I'm not being stubborn. I haven't seen anything.
But not seen anything. Have you, like, felt something?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Do you believe in them?
I haven't felt things in years.
Not talking about your mental state.
Look, I went down and joined Joe at one of the places that he said I could get a guaranteed haunting.
Yes,
you were too
yes.
scared to go.
Bloody, I'm not doing that.
We went down. It was like 9 o'clock at night, pitch black. So it was like this place in Sydney, old mental hospital, old quarantine place.
What?
Yeah, it was like the actual setting was very creepy indeed.
I bet.
Like mental hospital from the 1920s or something.
Oh my God.
Crazy, right? So they put all the people who were too sick, like they'd come in through the port, drop them off,
they had
scabies or measles or something, and they put them in there, and lots of deep, bad, dark things happened. Obviously, it was the 1920s, right?
Yeah.
It's a crazy story.
And were you alone with him?
Yeah, I was alone with him.
Just
yeah.
you and him?
Yeah. Yeah. And so he said, oh, this is where I saw this one time, this is where I felt this. And he knows everything about everything. And I'll just say one story, probably the closest thing. You can draw your own conclusions and I'll let you know what I thought it was. But we went into this place called the morgue and there was a ghost there called Mr. Slimy. And that's what they call him. Now, Mr. Slimy back in the 20s, he was like the doctor there and he'd do all sorts of slimy, sinister things to everyone. And apparently Mr. Slimy passed away there. So Mr. Slimy's there in the morgue, apparently.
P.S. What a gross nickname. This is Steve, this is Bill, Mr. Slimy. Which one do you want to date? Like, are you kidding me?
Mr. Slimy did some slimy things and he's still up to slimy tricks apparently. One person who's been on this ghost tour before to this morgue was a lady who was dressed, let's say, very inappropriately for the weather.
Right.
It's cold, dark at night. She's gone into the place apparently feeling like Mr. Slimy is kissing her on the
head. Yuck.
Touching her thighs, squeezing her bum, that kind of thing.
Just cold sort of ghosty vibes.
Yeah, almost like a human was doing it, but there was no one there. So she's obviously bricked it and ran out and not gone on the tour anymore. That was one thing that Mr. Slimy's apparently done. On three other separate occasions, men have gone in there during the tours and men have said on three separate times that they felt Mr. Slimy. Slimy invade their bottom.
Well, just touchy. Like,
with a, let's say, in a completely different subject, you enjoy a chocolate finger with your cup of tea.
Okay.
Mr. Slimy.
That's okay.
Is doing that. I thought.
What a weird thing for this Mr. Slimy to be doing.
To be honest, I wouldn't expect anything less from a man called Mr.
Slimy.
You're not wrong. It's the slimiest actor ghost can do.
Totally.
So, anyway, I've thought, okay, I haven't got any spooking so far. I haven't seen anything. We're an hour into this tour. I'm getting restless. Okay, right.
I can imagine you.
If any ghost is going to haunt me, it's going to be Mr. Slimy.
Right.
Okay, so
your ghost.
I've said to Joe, do you mind, Joe? Keep in mind it's pitch black. Just me and him in this tiny little morgue with apparently Mr. Slimy somewhere around. Do you mind if I drop my pants? And try and lure Mr. Slimy into a free touching. And Joe said, all right, yeah, sure, go for it. He's like, maybe over in this corner. That's where Mr. Slimy does his best work.
Oh, what?
And, yeah. And so I'm sort of backing up with my pants down around my ankles, like, Mr. Slimy, Mr. Slimy, and like sort of like shaking my bum around, trying to coax Mr. Slimy in his finger.
Nothing.
And, well, this is where you can draw your own conclusions,
ooh,
right?
Yes.
So Joe's got this little instrument that measures magnetic field.
Mm-hmm.
We've both got our phones on airplane mode
yes.
to make sure that it doesn't interfere with anything mm-hmm. there. No walkie-talkies, nothing like that. The only time this magnetic field thing has started flickering is once I've coaxed Mr. Slimy and dropped my dax and it's gone from green to yellow. Not full red, but gone from green to yellow. So there's two options here. Either one, the magnetic impulsor has picked up a little bit of Mr. Slimy's presence.
Or
I've got too much mercury in my bottom.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Right now we're talking weddings.
Where we are. So, obviously, Harry and Meghan Markle got married a couple of months ago.
Mm.
Guess how much that cost, by the way?
Oh, $3 million.
That's fun. £35 million.
Jesus.
But you know what the money is for? Because I was like, but her dress was only $800,000. How much could the church be to book? It's the security they have to pay for, shutting down the streets.
Right.
It's that kind of money that they're paying for.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting? The police they've got to pay for?
Mm.
Now, Princess Eugene, and how's this for a headline, commoner Jack Brooksbank. Literally, he's not a royal at all. And Princess Eugene is ninth in line, is getting married next month. No one cares.
Yeah.
No one said a thing. I'm interested. I've been following
this guy. Why are you so interested in Princess Eugenie?
Because I feel like she's famous and she kind of sat into that it girl sort of realm in the UK for a little bit and now she's engaged and no one seems to care.
I would not know if Princess Magic Genie came and sat down and plonked her butt next to me. I'd have no idea what the genie, what the genie's
looking
like.
But I'm just interested in these royal weddings. Apparently she's only getting £2 million spent.
Oh, poor Eugenie.
On
hers. Oh, ripped off.
But yeah, they're getting married next month and no one said a word about it. They're getting married in the same castle, Windsor Castle. She's having the carriage. She doesn't get the tiara because she's ninth in line. Mm. But it's going to be a pretty big thing. I think they're going to televise it. No one's heard of it. I don't understand, way.
Yeah.
I'm in. I want to know more. And I would like to know, is it because she's ninth in line? No one cares.
No, no one knows who Eugenie is.
Why do I care so much about her then?
I don't know. I don't know. You need to have a long, hard look in the mirror.
Nah, I don't like looking at myself in the mirror.
Oh.
Too attractive.
Okay.
Don't laugh. But I want to know on 131060, what did you do to make your wedding cheap as hell? Because, I mean, I doubt anyone's spending £35 million on a wedding.
No need.
£2 million? No.
No need. No need. I don't understand all these expensive, lavish weddings. For one day, I'd take a honeymoon over that any day of the
People
week.
People are eloping now.
Elope. So on vogue. Get a,
it is really, it's really in. Good. Well, I saw someone did a full Kmart wedding and they did it for like, I don't know, $8,000. And I was thinking, that's for me.
Fantastic.
Let's see if we can find the cheapest wedding in Australia because this is a national show, goes right across Australia. Let's see how cheap people are doing their weddings for.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Weekend Breakfast around the country. You got Tanya Hennessy and Danny Lakey chatting cheap weddings, thank God, because I was about to walk out if we were doing expensive weddings. Is your wedding more expensive than Princess Japanese Genie, whatever her name is?
Her name is Princess Eugene, or it's Eugenie. I couldn't tell you. She's getting married next month to a commoner, which I think is really funny. That's how the press are talking about him, because he's not royal. It's costing £2 million. Harry and Meghan Markle, their wedding was £35 million.
No need. Imagine what you could do with that. Imagine. All the world is minus two weddings,
royals.
And then it's plus 37 mil. No, don't matter. No need.
I love the way people are starving and have no food, but they're putting on a 35 mil.
No need.
Yeah, it's actually ridiculous. But we are looking for the cheapest wedding in Australia. How cheap can you get it? Because this is going to be like a bit of a PSA for people, huh?
That's the dream for me. If I'm ever going to get married, I hope that I can take a leaf out of these callers' books because I don't want to be spending any more than $60 on a wedding.
I think I'll just spend slightly more. I think like a wedding license is $60.
Oh, well, I'll marry myself. I'll get my license.
No,
do it that way.
God's sake.
Sharon in Queensland on 131060. Love is alive and well, I believe. How much was your wedding?
Oh, I managed to get my entire wedding, and we're not cutting back here. We actually got quite a lot. $3,500.
What? What do you, wait. What do you say?
This is cheap. This is cheap, cheap.
Cheap.
Goodness.
Yeah, that included limo, dresses,
what?
Food for the guests, table decorations, flout, you name it, hair, yeah, everything.
Was it
I'm
sponsored?
A massive bargain hunter. For starters, my wedding dress was $150, brand new.
What?
Stunning dress, bought on eBay from Hong Kong.
Nice. And it fit and you lived for it.
I had to get like 20 measurements and send them over to him and this dress came and it was my stunning dress.
Oh, my God.
The wedding cake, $120.
You are
a traditional one.
Killing
two
it.
Two-tier square one with the white fondue over it. And that's all I got from him because I'd brought sugar art orchids from this lady on eBay for $25 and...
Mate, you are thrifty as hell. When I get married, Shaz, guess who's getting a call? It's you, mate.
Yeah. Thank you, Shaz.
Incredible.
Jasmine in New South Wales. How cheap was your wedding?
$2,400.
Whoa.
Are you doing a bargain sort of thing like Sharon was doing, or you're just literally getting the bare essentials and then getting married?
We had an engagement party and turned it into a surprise wedding.
Yes.
My dress was $12.50. I went into Zinni's and bought steam cleaned, beautiful.
Perfect.
Like it fitted me. I'm like, this is the one. Celebrant, some Mustangs.
Oh, you had everything.
Yeah. I knew the people. My photographer was a friend, so got it really cheap.
Also, don't you reckon everyone takes photos of their iPhones nowadays? You don't even need a photographer.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true.
Or is that even a bit dodgy?
Well, I wouldn't even cut on the iPhone. If people are still getting Mustangs and limo.
I know.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's still some cussed cotting that could be going on there.
Right. So that was $2,400. We just got a Facebook message from Joanne. in Queensland. She said her wedding was $50. She got hitched at the Hard Rock Cafe in Cairo.
There we go.
That's so $50. You can't beat that.
I want to get married to Joanne.
I reckon she's married.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Thank God I'm back to a peak perfection now, but it hasn't always been this. It hasn't been this way for the last week or so. Every Friday I get myself a massage.
That's indulgent, or is it self-care?
It's self-care, to be honest. Some people say you can't afford to get a massage. To be, I can't afford not to get a massage.
Now it's
nice. Yeah, it relieves all your aches and pains. It's good for your body. It's just one of those things where I invest in my physical and mental health with a massage.
It is actually good. Do you go to like a Westfield and get a massage, or are you going to like a remedial place, or are you going to a place in the corner where they do happy endings? Like, where are you?
No, I don't go to a massage. I mean, it's got a flashing open sign out the front, but I don't want you to jump to any conclusions. It's a remedial massage, okay, by a nice Asian lady called Pamela.
Okay.
I couldn't go this Friday. I looked in the back of the mirror and looked at my back, and right in the middle of my spine, like dissecting my back, was the biggest pimple you've ever seen. A boil, if you will.
Oh, how often are you looking at your bare back in the mirror
in winter? I could feel it. I did one of those scratches, and you know how you run your finger over a pimple and then it's stinging for like another 8 seconds. Like, my God, what is this thing? This magic button. I'm looking there. I'm going, God, no, I can't manipulate that one. I mean, I could pop it. I could squeeze it. I could let it brew. I could do whatever, but it's going to be a mess, whatever it is. And I wouldn't be able to relax knowing that there's such a big boil on the back.
Mm-hmm, I get that.
Very embarrassing.
So you didn't go?
Couldn't go. And I was quite upset for a while. And then I looked in the mirror again. I thought, mate, you've got it so good. I mean, 1 week off the massage isn't going to kill you.
No.
Some people might have a permanent boil on their back.
Yes.
Something holding them, but they can never get a massage.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something, some embarrassing body part on their toe or something.
Or their head.
Yeah.
And they don't want to get a haircut.
Haircut. That's the thing. Embarrassing body parts holding you back. Not full-on physical deformities. That's another time.
I say cool with them also.
Oh, okay. 13, 10, 60. Are you physically deformed? And is it holding you back?
You know what I've got, and this is why I very rarely wear swimmers. I've got a birthmark right under my bum that looks like poo. So I very rarely.
Show me.
No.
Oh my God, show
do you want
me.
To see it?
Show me. Show me. Oh, live show. Live show.
No.
Show. Show.
Ellie.
Show. Don't care about her. She's taking calls.
This
show.
Is so...
Show.
Oh God.
Show.
Wait.
Oh my God. Hang on. Where is it?
Wait.
See it? Oh my God, she's pooped herself.
It's gross, isn't it?
Wow.
I mean, I also don't wear like swimmers because cellulite, but that mainly, when I was in high school, that was a nightmare. I grew up in Newcastle. It was like you go swimming because there's nothing else to do.
What an unfortunate mark. It was like a brown slug.
But it's really?
Yeah. Well, it's holding you back.
It absolutely
it's
is.
It's a thing. Not Sometimes only can you not go swimming in the public pool, you can't be on the front cover of an FHM magazine. That's what's holding you back.
Jesus.
The brown slug.
That's definitely what's holding me back.
Pimple on my back, mole on Tanya's buttocks. Birth. These are embarrassing
Mark.
Little things.
Yes.
Yeah. What's holding you back? What embarrassing body parts holding you back on 13, 10, 60? We'll get the calls on next.
Can't believe I showed you my bare bum.
Me neither.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
The embarrassing body parts is something that's just holding you back. I mean, no matter how small or how large the embarrassing body part is, it's stopping you living your best life. I get a massage every Friday. Couldn't go last Friday. Big pimple in the back. And I'm not talking just a little, whitehead.
This is the most first world thing I've ever heard.
No, it was a big
I couldn't
thing.
Get my weekly massage because I had a boil, probably from too much massage.
Could have been.
Too much oil on that back, boy.
I didn't want to go. I just wouldn't be able to relax. That big boil staring at the poor masseuse in the face.
It wasn't a boil. It was just a pimple.
It was a very, very big pimple holding me back. You showed me before the unfortunate birthmark on your right butt cheek.
Yeah. Well, it's just under my thigh. Mm. So it looks like under my butt, if that makes sense. On the inner thigh. So it looks like I've pooed myself.
Yeah. It's holding you back, not only from swimming in the pool, but any glamour shots you wanted to do, any big Facebook semi-nude
modelling.
Well, you know
I love to do some semi-nude modelling.
Mm. Producer Ellie, poor producer Ellie out there. I mean, how she ever even pushes the button to speak through with that bung thumb of hers.
I'll have no idea. Thumb,
show the thumb. Stick your thumb up, producer Ellie. Oh, God. Jesus. No.
So it's the nail. So I went to use the bathroom. I was in a rush and my thumb got jammed in the door. Ooh. The nail fell off.
Ooh.
And it's about 12 months ago. To get it actually repaired properly, I have to have plastic surgery.
Oh.
So I will never be a finger model.
No. Hey, do you try and get manicures? But you're too
Hell
afraid.
Hell no. I avoid them. I
can't.
Really?
I'm so embarrassed.
That's holding you back for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Ellie.
Yeah. It's not the only thing either. She can't hitchhike anymore. Cars have to speed up when they see the thumb.
That's very good gear from you.
Never lost a thumb war, though. No one's going to push down on that thing for 3 seconds.
Michael, on 13, 10, 60. What embarrassing body part is holding you back?
Hi, I've actually got two. I've got a sunken chest, and so it sort of makes my ribs and the top half of my chest stick out. Makes me look like I've got man boobies, which is great. Oh.
But you could use your chest as a bowl.
Yeah,
so,
that's good.
Yeah, it does come in handy. I sit cans in there when I lay down.
Yes,
that sort of thing.
Yes.
Fruit Loops and Netflix.
Yeah, that's it. But also because of that, when I was younger, I was quite skinny, not so much anymore. Mm-hmm. But I used to be able to suck my stomach in and stick my hands up under my ribs.
What?
And click something under there that probably shouldn't have been clicked.
So you probably broke yourself.
Yeah, maybe a couple of times.
Great little schoolyard trick, though. Hey, boys, come and look at this one.
Yeah. Oh,
this one out.
Oh, well, Michael's pushing his ribs apart again. Thanks, Michael. Carly in Wollongong on 131060. Embarrassing body part holding you back?
Yeah, a little bit. I have a double dimple on my bottom.
Oh, but that's cute.
Yeah, but it's. I didn't even know I had it until probably the last 2 years when I had my last child. Mm-hmm. Pediatrician said, oh, look, he's got a double dimple. Just make sure, you know, you take care of that. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then my husband goes, I know someone who's got that. And I'm like, oh, who? And he goes, you do. And I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
What are you talking about?
Wait, why did the doctor say you might need to take care of
it?
What's wrong with it?
I don't know, just like, you know, clean your bottom a little bit better, I guess. Oh. Kind of embarrassing, but like it's like barely there. It's just like a tiny little.
Is
but
that right above the crack, is it? Is that what we're talking about, where the double dimple is? Is that what?
No, yeah, so you've got like your bottom crack, and then you've got the little, goes up to your back, and there's like a tiny little, another little dimple above that.
Right, okay.
Is it holding you back from living your life, girl? Mm.
Yeah, like, you know, when I, like, exactly with the massage, I'm like, oh, I don't want to pull my underpants down too far. Or,
girl, no.
Like, no. My swimmers.
No.
I don't know.
Get out there. Get that double dimple. Show the world what you've got, because it could be a lot worse, girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could have that brown dimple underneath your butt. Like,
yes, all right. Tanya shut has up, Lakey.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Arguably the biggest news story this week would have to be the Libs bill. Mm. And everything and political and Canberra, this, that and the other, got a new prime minister. Boring. Although a lot of people would argue otherwise.
Nah, I don't think so. I'm over it.
I'm over it. I would say the biggest news story this week, besides that, The Bachelor. Oh, it's so friggin' good. How good's Nick Cummins? He's like probably the best Bachelor we've ever had. He's got a bit of chop about him and he's funny and he can talk to the camera.
Mm. Tougher than woodpecker lips.
Some of his best work right there.
God, you love a little badge quote. A
little badgerism.
But I was reading on news.com.au that, you know, some behind the scenes from producers. Oh. And apparently a lot of them want to have a sexy time and the producers have to stay with them all the time and just cock block so they don't, I guess, regret anything because it's a duty of care. Because the thing is, you might feel something in that moment, but he's also dating and, you know, reverse for Bachelorette, X amount of people.
What's wrong with them doing the dirty behind the scenes as long as they don't air it? What's wrong with that?
I think it's more just the producers see it as a duty of care and they're not allowed to let them. So they're always on dates. If stuff is getting too steamy, they'll talk to them.
Them back down off the
badge. Well, no, just talk to them and just be like, hey, I'm here. And because someone else is there, they're like, well, we can't go any further.
Seems very bizarre because I feel that the producers are editing up girls to manipulate how they actually are in real life, and they're almost trying to make a train wreck out of someone who's kind of normal. But then when it comes to them actually getting deep down and dirty with the honey badge, then all of a sudden they're there and looking out for the girl.
I don't know. That's just literally an ex-producer has written this article and has said that this is what goes on behind the scenes. Duty of care, they take it seriously. I had to go on overnight dates. I had to stay with them on overnight dates and I was the biggest cock blocker ever. And I never want to be a cock blocker, she revealed. Damn. She'd had to knock on doors and be like, open the door right now if they were ever in rooms together with the door shut. Like literally the biggest cock blocker besides me in 2004 when my friends had a sleepover, husband and wife, and I decided to sleep in the middle of them. I thought it'd be cute. And they were like, we were trying to conceive a child. And I was like, not that night, mate.
This is Weekend Breakfast.